The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
8:03 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback. It's time for the good, the bad, the ugly. Ed Norris, what's good?
I think the return of premier players is good for the game, and CMC comes back this week, apparently. So it's going to be nice to see Christian McCaffrey back in pads. You know, the league's leading rusher, obviously, last year. He's another one of these special players. That is, you know, he's battled injuries, and I thought he might be done for the season. But to see him come back this weekend, I'm kind of excited about that. So, yeah, his return is good for the NFL.
Mike Preston was bad.
What's bad is that Maryland has to play number one Oregon this week. Oh, boy, and they're like 24 to 25-point underdogs in this game. The Ducks are 9-0. Maryland is 4-4 overall, 1-4 in the Big Ten. And Oregon leads the country passing, averaging 296.1 yards a game. Of course, that's not going to be pretty.
And coverage starts at 4:30 for that game right here on 105.7 The Fan tomorrow. Jeremy Kahn was ugly.
Yeah, I'm glad because typically we go around the league after the league's played and everybody's pointing at stuff that's coming up. So I'll give you something ugly coming up. Who the hell wants to watch that game in Germany? I don't think the Germans want to watch it. You get the Panther, and look, I'm happy about this because stop sending our good games over there. Hasn't been many. It's like, here's the Jaguars, here's the Patriots. Guess what? We got a special for you. The New York Giants and the Carolina Panthers. A total of 4 wins. You guys are going to love it. This sucks. The only way to make this game interesting is to bet on it. Take the Giants. Ugly. By the way, the Giants have 35 sacks on the season.
Yeah.
That poor kid's going to get killed this weekend. Bryce Young, and they traded away 2 wide receivers. So now you got to figure out your offense on a short week. And against this team that's going to probably sack you 5-6 times in a game at least. So, ugly.
Let's go out to Liberty Town and get Bill. What's up, Bill?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Super Preston. How much of the secondary problems do you put on the coaches?
For Preston? Was he asking you?
I don't know.
Thought he said Preston.
Yeah, he said Preston.
How much do I put? It's a combination. It's a combination of things. One, when you don't have guys that are close, that's a coaching problem to me. You got to be somewhere in the area. And then sometimes they're just getting beat physically. But that's expected. That happens in every game. But the way these guys are wide open and the way they look at each other after it's completed, there's something going on. That to me is coaching. It's glaring, and it's getting worse. It's not getting any better.
And I don't know how it gets better throughout the year. Did you guys like the uniforms last night?
No.
Everybody was saying they look like Crown Royal bags.
They did. There was too much.
Yeah.
They could have done. I was just, remember they did them for Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
The color rush uniforms
I
years ago.
Last night. Yeah, that was the best one. The Jets, who did the Jets play? The Jets played the Bills?
It was looking like Christmas.
Well, no, the
colorblind people.
Colorblind people couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah. It was red and green. Yep. All red, all green. Marlon Humphrey suggested a way that the secondary could raise his level of play last night.
You know, we just got to keep working. We got to be confident in what we do. I think confidence is key in the secondary. You know, give up a play, whatever happens, it's going to happen. But you got to be confident. I feel like I've just been around so many greats in my young years, leaders, and I'm not ready to let that standard be where it is right now. Where it's at right now is just, like I said earlier, it's just not, it's not getting enjoyable to keep winning these games every week. Every week it's kind of the same story. It's a communication error. It's a, why don't we do it like this? We practice it. It's just, it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. Very frustrating. He's been talking about it a lot. And don't talk about it, Mike. Be about it. Do something.
I'm frustrated. And I'm getting tired of watching it.
I don't care how much confidence you have. If you can't do it, you can't do it. I can't sit here and say I'm confident I can dunk a basketball and get out there and watch my ass just touch the net. It ain't going to change anything. How do you get better?
Not with the personnel they have. I don't see it happening.
So you think it's personnel?
I think part of the problem is personnel. Again, who's the guy? Who's the shutdown corner? Where is he? I mean, they got the rookie, and he's going to be very good, but he's not ready right now.
And it's weird. Watching Marcus Williams yesterday made me pray for Eddie Jackson to come back, and he was awful. Like, you know, look at these guys. And the back end of it, how are you stopping anybody that has any sort of passing game? Hell, Gardner Minshew came in here and threw all over you.
You know, Mike, you say they don't have the personnel. Again, back the ball at Humphrey. He disagrees with you.
The frustration really comes from the lack of doing just your job. You know, it's because it'd be different if, you know, we didn't, like I said earlier, we didn't have the guys. It'd be different if, you know, we were confused. But it's just simple. It's we're just not playing how we're practicing. And I keep saying every week, we keep saying in the meeting, we got to get it fixed. But now it's really, I mean, it's week 10, week 9, well, I don't even know what week it is. But it's too deep in the season to keep doing this.
Well, so he says not only you have the personnel, but also you don't, they're not playing like they practice, would suggest that they're being coached up.
I'll throw it out. Well, who's the shutdown corner? Who's the great safety on this team?
It's weird. You almost want to make Wiggins it because, again, looking at the way Marlon Humphrey's played, it's been great. I mean, I think, well, he's been good in some aspects, but the other part of it is I don't know that he's the guy you want to put on Jamar Chase at this point of his career.
Right.
You know,
but I think Hamilton would be the great safety.
But they use him in other ways.
I think he's good near the line of scrimmage, but I'm not sure.
Well, so was Troy Polamalu.
I'm not sure that he's good in space.
Yeah. I wanted to throw this at you guys. If Jamar Chase played the Ravens every game for the 17-game season, he would have 196 catches, 3,885 yards, and 43 touchdowns. Good God, guys!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.